Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you. This is Bishop Eric King Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your lives and everyone that are here and to share with you Jesus Christ and to let you know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by his spirit and he's doing some good things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. I felt the need to talk to you because I believe that this is a time whereas men and women need to observe the days ahead and the days that they're living in, because the Bible says in the last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And, you know, I believe that this is the time that we need to observe what God is doing and what he's trying to do in our lives. So therefore, we've been doing a very special teaching on worship that I want to invite you out for the rest of the year. And those of you that are listening to my voice, I believe that there is a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. There's a miracle in store for you. And that's why each week I have been running services to share with people how important it is for us to join together, knit together in spirit and knit together, amen, in truth, and amen, let's kindle our spirit together so that we can know exactly what God is expecting of us, especially in these last days. Now, you're going to need God more now than we've ever needed him. You're going to need him more now than we've ever needed him. And that's why I've been teaching on worship, because the closer you get to God, then the harder it is for the enemy to trick you. The closer you get to God, then the harder it is for you just to walk away and say that I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. The closer you get to God, the better husband you are. The closer you get to God, the better wife you are. The closer you get to God, the better relationships you maintain. The closer you get to God, the better church member you are, the better pastor you are, the better leader you are, the closer you get to God. So I think our key focus is worship, you know, worship, you know, learning and knowing how to worship, you know, in the most extreme circumstances, the most extreme times, knowing how to worship. And that's why I believe that these are the times that men need to know and learn how to worship. Worship reveals to you who you really are. It's impossible to come before God and not be real, because you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. So worship, you know, really benefits us more than us just, you know, more than our just, you know, subliming his name or giving honor to his name. It really helps us more because it reveals, you know, what position we're really in. And so that's why each week we're meeting at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. If you're ever in the Fort Lauderdale area, if you're ever in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I want to encourage you to join us on Sunday mornings. Whenever you come, whether it's on vacation or whether it's for business or whether it's to see a family or whether it's to be a part of a wedding or whether it's for a homegoing of a family member or whether it's just for vacation. It doesn't matter what you come to Fort Lauderdale for. I want you to put on your agenda, amen, Changing Your Life Ministries Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I want you to, it'd be good if you fly in. It'll do you good to fly in or to drive in and just say, you know what, Bishop, I'm gonna be there on Sunday morning. You can inbox me right now and as you're listening to this message and say, you know, Bishop, I'm going to be there Sunday morning. I'm going to be with you on the 18th of April. Or I'll be there on June 13th. You know, just give me a date, and we just look forward to seeing you, because I believe that there are many of you that are listening to this particular, amen, recording. God has absolutely connected together. This is a divine connection. It's nothing that, you know, I put together. I don't know who might listen, but if you out of the country, if you're inside of the United States, if you're out of the country, if you're on the other side of the world, if you're in Africa, if you're in Pakistan, if you're in India, then I greet all of you. If you ever in this area right here, if you're ever in this place where we are, then I'm telling you right now, I believe that God is doing something great, and you need to be a part of it. You need to be a part of this great move that God, amen, is performing there right here, the Changing Your Life Ministry. Now, listen to me very carefully. I've been talking to people about worship, and I shared, amen, wholeheartedly how important, how vital it is that we worship. You know, it's very vital that we worship, because worship brings out truth of one's desire. You know the truth of a person's desire by how they worship. Person that has very little worship has very little sacrifice. Person that have very little sacrifice have very little to none commitment. I mean, it all works hand in hand. In order for you to be a good worshiper, then you know you must be a good giver, because worship stems not only in your hallelujah or in your money, but it stems in your way of treating each other and your kindness shown, not on one occasion, but on all occasions. You know, worship is one of the most downplayed words in the Christian movement, because we just say, all right, everybody worship, and we think that means speaking tongue for about 2 minutes, and then, you know, a few tears run out, and then that's it. But worship involves more than that. It is the essence of life. It is the essence that teaches me, you know, that I know God. It's the essence that teaches me that I know God. It reminds me that I know God. Worship is only the confirmation of relationship with God. So I'm encouraging people to worship. And then you know what happened? The devil cannot stand worship. He cannot stand worship. I know he can. How you know? Because the Bible shares with us in different parallels that he cannot stand worship. I mean, you see that in the book of Genesis. You see that. You see that right there. You know, he'll accuse God before he let you be free to worship. What you mean? Hey, excuse me. God said y'all can't eat of that tree, but y'all can eat of every tree in the garden. The woman said, yes, we could eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree is in the midst of the garden. He told us not to eat. He told us not to touch it, lest we die. And then the devil understood that all of those were worship words. Those were worship. I mean, I don't care what you say about, but those were worship words. I mean, God said, and we respect God said. But then here's the disrespect. He said, God does know that in the day you eat thereof, you shall become as him, to know good and evil. In other words, God don't want you to be like him. You know, he don't want to be bothered, amen, you know, with you on the same level of communication. So the devil was trying to tell the woman, like, you know, God is hiding that stuff from you. He interrupted her worship, just completely interrupted her worship. He interrupted her honor towards God. Anytime the devil tells you that you're not going to make it, he's interrupting your worship. I mean, that's his whole goal. Not to talk to you. He don't want to have no conversation with you. He want to interrupt your worship. He don't care what you say. He wants to interrupt your worship. Now, all of that conversation was for the mere fact of interrupting worship. You know, God does know in the day you eat thereof, you shall become as God to know good and evil. And then the Bible said, when the woman saw, see, she didn't see that. You know, I know the Bible said their eyes were open and they saw that they were naked. But then she takes her eyes off of Christ. And the Bible said when she saw that the tree was pleasant to the eye, she stopped worshiping God now to look at what the devil is pointing at her. And that's what the enemy wants to do with you. He wants you to stop looking at God and then look at this. Stop looking at God, look at that. You know, worship is something that you honor. You know, you hold that in exaltation. But now she's not holding God in exaltation, because this tree is going to make me like him. That's the whole thing. That's why Satan got kicked out of heaven, because he was trying to be like him on his own terms. He's trying to be like God on his own terms. And you can't be like God on your own terms. Just can't be that way on your own terms. You can't say, this is how I'm going to do it, on your own terms. And so that's not the only illustration of worship. I said there are many parallels. I mean, you go to the next chapter. when Cain and Abel came to present their gifts before God, and the Bible said that God had respect for Abel's gift, but Cain, he did not have respect. And Cain was very rough, and his countenance had fallen, and God said, well, what's wrong with you? And you know, why did your countenance fall? And he says, you know, if you do well, should you not be accepted? What you mean if you do well? You're talking about my gift? No, it's not your gift. It's your attitude, and it's how you're looking at that young boy over there. You're rolling your eyes. You are supposed to be worshiping. Remember, you all are giving gifts. You are supposed to be worshiping, but your countenance has fallen. And the reason it's fallen because you got a problem with the young man that you're worshiping with. That's in the Bible. So now because you got a problem with him, he said, I'm trying to warn you now because you haven't sinned. The only thing you've done is just made yourself look bad, but you haven't sinned. He said, but if you do good, would you not be accepted? But if you don't do good, evil lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. And it's waiting to jump you. It's only waiting on the right opportunity. Sin is waiting on the right opportunity. And sure thing, when they was out in the field, sin took over Cain, and he killed his brother. And it all started in the diversion of worship. Eve, it all started in the diversion of worship. With Cain, it all started when he was directed from his worship. The devil wants you from worshiping. But I tell you right now that God knows exactly what he's doing. Are you listening to me? I want to pause just for a moment. And we're going to come back and talk to you some more, and then Pastor Jay will come in and give you some special information on the church and a little bit about worship. And I know that God is up to something. Remember, this Sunday we're at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. Broadcast. We're here for another 10 minutes. Thank you for listening to me. Pastor is going to come and share some more about worship with you, but I want to give you this personal invitation from me to you to join us any Sunday that you're in this city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to come to the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, the zip code is 33309. This is Hurricane Johnson. Hit us up on Facebook. Leave it with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
Well, thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to come in. I want to say, first of all, thank God for those of you that are out there that are listening to the mind of God. You know, I'm tuning to Blog Talk myself, listening to what the mind of God has to say. Now, we're going to be doing this every day, so we want you to certainly, most certainly, please log in to the Blog Talk so that you, all of what God is saying to the mind of God concerning you. Amen? Get all of what God's saying to the mind of God concerning you. Give out this number, and that number is 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. And once you give out that number to your loved ones, they would call that number and be logged into us every day at 1:30 p.m. Well, all road leads to the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, on this Sunday at 11 a.m. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. We have a lot of events and services that are coming up that we would love for you to pay special attention to. So please listen out to us. Like, for instance, the month of April is our pastor and bishop, the Reverend Dr. Harry King Johnson's Appreciation Month. And so every Monday for the month of April, we will be celebrating. So you can stop by at any time. We're going to be right at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We are also, in this month, putting on what we call 100 Women in White Service and a 100 Men in White Service. The 100 Men in White Service is going to take place on March, which is this month, 16th. That's Monday, March 16th at 8 p.m. Monday, March 16th at 8 p.m. Same place at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. Our speaker for that 100 Men in White is none other than our bishop and prophet, the Reverend Dr. Harry King Johnson. So we would love for you to take part in that because it is going to be awesome. The theme is hold up the light. Whenever it's time for us to hold up the light, it's now. And we want to get our men to the forefront so that their light can shine so bright, dying world will come to their light. We're going to have our 100 Women in White Service on March 23rd. So the 100 Men in White is on March 16th, and the 100 Women in White is on March 23rd, Monday, March 23rd. All women, we're calling all the women to come and be a part of this service. Same theme, hold up the light. Same place. We're going to be at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. The service starts at 8 p.m. We're asking you to come on board. Come on down dressed in your white, and we're going to learn, and we're going to be encouraged to hold up our light and let it shine. Our speaker for that particular night and that particular service is none other than Prophet Pastor Dr. Orr, Livingston Orr. Yes, we are going to minister to women under the power of God. And so you must not miss this for anything because God is truly amazing. Now, our time is almost up, I know, but I just want to encourage somebody out there to continue to worship. Continue to worship. Your worship is going to depict your relationship with God. It's a confirmation of your relationship with God. When you get up in the morning, I'm telling you, you get up with a mind to worship. Study what worship is so that you can be in line with worship, because worship is not just you putting your hands up and saying, Lord, I thank you. It's more to this than that. It is a way of life, my friend. It is a way of life, my sister, my brother. So I want to encourage you to continue to worship, because worship comes with benefits. Hallelujah. It comes with benefits. Now, before we go, I would like to just, those of you that are sick, we want to just ask God on this day to heal your body in this day. So we want to pray for you before we go so that you can be healed. You might be sick spiritually, mentally, physically sick. Whatever it is, I claim healing in Jesus' name. He said in his word that he was wounded for our transgression. That's what Jesus said. Bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so, therefore, he also said in his word that he sent his word to heal our diseases. You know why? Because he is the Lord God, our healer. And so in this day and in this time, let's trust God for healing. Let's trust God for deliverance. You might not be sick,
but there might be a family member out there that is sick, and we need God to heal. We need God to deliver. We need God to show up and set us free. And so right now we're going to, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now as an intercessor on behalf of your people. And I pray right now that you will heal every sick body. You would heal every mind. You would heal those that are spiritually right now in Jesus' name. You are great Elohim. You are the Yahweh, the great I Am. You are Adonai, the Lord, our Master. You're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. You're El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You're all-sufficient. You're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. You're Jehovah Rohi. You're the Lord, our shepherd, the God that sees and knows everything. And so right now, Jehovah Rapha, you're the God that heals. Jehovah Rapha, you're the God that can deliver. Jehovah Rapha, heal bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, our banner. Oh, Jehovah Shammah, you're the Lord that is present. You're the Lord that is right there, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Shavuot, the Lord of hosts. So right now, we dispatch angels from the east, the west, the north, and the south to come down and encamp around your people and heal sick bodies. Deliver them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank and praise you right now for what you're about to do. O faithful God, O true and living God, O righteous God, O all-sufficient God, everlasting God, mighty God, God of knowledge, great God. You're the God of glory, the God of our lives, gracious God, our strength. Hallelujah, you're a compassionate God, a merciful God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the God of our salvation, and you are with us because you're awesome. You're the Ancient of Day. And right now, we thank you for making the dens of lions our pillow and giving presidential favor, declare healing in Jesus' name. And I thank God for the testimonies that will come forth. Hit us up on Facebook, Jeff. Look for Bishop Johnson on Facebook and let them know how the word that he gave and the prayer that was made, glory be to God, that it was an awesome move of God in your life. Amen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. And I'm going to tell you right now that God is truly amazing. We're going to go. We're going to leave you at this time, but we want you to continue worshiping and believe God for your healing. This is Pastor Jay again. I'm going to leave you with these words, like the bishop, the prophet, the man of God, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson always say, hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you. Oh,